This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.
When I started the group 23 years ago, I remember thinking to myself, you know, I'll do this for a couple of years until it dies, and then I'll find something else to do.
That's Jeanette Sorrell, founder of the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra Apollo's Fire.
I was a young harpsichordist and conductor who had no other job prospects, but I had won a really big harpsichord competition, and I was basically living on the prize money until it would run out, you know? So starting Apollo's Fire was a natural thing to do. Five years ago, we signed on with a British record label, and so our CDs finally started being released internationally. We immediately started getting lots of reviews for the CDs. We went back to Europe for the third time last spring, and our concert was actually chosen by the London Telegraph as one of the best five concerts of the year, which we were really thrilled about.
And this summer will be an exciting one as Apollo's Fire makes its debut at the BBC Proms in London and at the Tanglewood Music Festival, where Jeanette was once a conducting student under Leonard Bernstein and Roger Norrington. Apollo's Fire is primarily a Baroque orchestra, so you might wonder why their latest recording is a collection of early American folk music.
Well, actually, we've been playing early British Isles folk music for over 15 years in our summer countryside home, which is a historic barn outside of Cleveland. It's about 100 years old. It just felt right to be playing rustic music in this venue, which we love so much. So this latest project, Sugarloaf Mountain, is called an Appalachian Gathering, and it really follows the earlier development of Appalachian music, really exploring its roots in Celtic music. And so we kind of follow the journey of the music through the stories of the men and women who left their lives of poverty in Scotland and Ireland and made the crossing of the Atlantic and gathered in the hills of Appalachia to build new lives.
The journey begins with Jeanette's own arrangement of a traditional Celtic air.
The prologue is a really lovely old Scottish air, originally called Cullens of Rhum. It's a very lyrical song that talks about the beauty of the mountains of Rhum, which is an island off the coast of Scotland. The melody has a kind of wistful, nostalgic air to it. I adapted the lyrics a bit, and we use it as a song of farewell to Scotland for the imagined immigrants who are getting ready to board the ship.
And will the streams laugh like my mountains of home?
That then leads into a pair of reels. One is called Farewell to Ireland, and the other one is called Highlander's Farewell, which is an Appalachian version of that tune. So that's kind of like a party scene. We imagine it as part of a ceilidh dance, you know, in a barn in Ireland. Everybody's saying goodbye to their friends, their sort of last night of festivities together.
As a teenager, Jeanette Sorrell grew up in the Appalachians, looking at Sugarloaf Mountain in the distance. On her new recording of the same name, she's created an Appalachian gathering place, which culminates in the title track. It's the final piece on the recording, based on the same melody that we hear at the beginning.
The text is about the many generations of Celtic immigrants who came across the water and settled in Appalachia. Each verse represents someone who is in America, basically writing a love letter or a letter of some kind to their loved ones, telling them that it's beautiful here, you know, our cabin is small, but the sun sets in glory. Come to our mountain and share it with me.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.